There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking salaries this morning and whether you should be able to pick your own. We're talking about a new trend in the tech sector where you tell your boss what you think you should be earning. There are a small number of smallish companies that have made headlines recently for allowing workers to do this. Could it work here? We are speaking now to David McKenzie, the managing director of the recruitment company McKenzie Jones. David, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So what do you make of all this then?
What a great idea. But I think in practice, I'm not sure it can work. I love the idea that people want to feel ownership for what they do as a job. But I think we've got 200 nationalities in the UAE, all have got different values, etc. So I think what I read into the article is that people want to feel more ownership. And there are other ways of doing it, I think.
So let's look at the pros first off, because this is a scheme where you look at the market, you decide what your peers are earning, what you should be earning, and you make the case to your boss. Where's the good in that?
The good is that you feel that you understand exactly what you do and you understand what your worth is. So you're investing your time to figure out why you're valuable. But this is what HR do anyway, by the way. They assess what the market is and what you should be paid. Because let's face it, pay discussions can be quite controversial because you want the most possible and your company wants to give you the least possible in many cases. So it's good that you actually feel you're investing time to understand what you should be paid. I like that piece.
You also get reviewed by your peers. So you have to take your argument to six of your colleagues and say, this is what I'm worth and this is why.
And that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because in theory, if everyone is very egalitarian and they all want to help the company, but you're going to get people that probably don't like you. Or
never.
You know, it's not a utopian world. I think that there are other forces in play. You know, I don't want that person to get more than me. There is still a very personal view to this. And I think it's going to be quite difficult. It could cause problems. And
I want nothing but the best for Malcolm Taylor.
I can just see what the thought that flashed before Brandy's eyes there. Thought, hey, my salary might go down.
But your peers don't get to say yes or no, though, because this is the other thing. There's a lot of personal responsibility. If you ask for it, you can have it. It just might affect how long the company can afford you.
But also, how do you assess that you're worth? I think the lady that in question, she went from 30 sterling to 35, so about 20 or 25% increase. How do you assess that she's producing in excess of 25% towards that company? The bit I understand is you can put an argument towards somebody saying you should be worth more money is everyone thinks they're worth more money, basically. But then how does the company assess whether that person is worth the investment? And at what point does that investment cease to be good so that person gets fired?
And you also brought up at the beginning that sort of, you know, people in Dubai, we have multiple nationalities working. And the nationalities, it's been a talking point for ever since we've been doing the business breakfast. Should all nationalities be paid exactly the same for doing the same job, which they're not at the moment? And what effect would it have on that? I mean, would companies end up paying one rate for every single worker for a particular task? Now, many will see that as a good thing. Others might see that.
I think it's actually enshrined pretty much in law here, isn't it?
But it does not happen, does it? Yeah,
in reality, it doesn't happen. We all know that. And it doesn't happen around the world, you know, the male-female divide, which we talk about, Brandy. So I think in theory, what I'd love to see is if employees want to feel ownership to a company, then go to your boss and say, right, this is my base salary. This is what I need to survive. This is the statistics of what I need, my housing, my DWIC, et cetera. And then every time you make a profit, I want X percent. But every time we make a loss, I'm willing to take a cut. That's proper ownership.
But that also brings up one of the big issues and one of the few points that Malcolm and I agree with on this morning. But I think this is a good thing. Malcolm is against it. But we both agree that it would be incredibly time-consuming for HR.
And also the assessment. You've got to then assess all those people. So it's great. And I think most of these companies are small tech startups. But you imagine Coke with 17,000 employees. Their poor HR team will be... They just couldn't do any of the stuff they're doing about, you know, engagement, about empowerment. It would just be literally crunching numbers.
We're hearing from a lot of people this morning who are effectively proposing a moderation of this scheme. A lot of people have said, you know, OK, maybe not the full whole hog of dictating your own salary, but it does throw up an argument for a proper discussion at salary negotiation time, a chance to go in and pitch your worth, rather than just going in, having a bit of a mumble, saying what you think you've done, and someone offering you an extra 1,000 dirhams.
Yeah, and you feeling abused and not really enjoying.
Slightly resentful till 12 months later when you go through the whole thing again.
Exactly. So I agree. I think what this will do is encourage employees to feel ownership about what their job is. So, you know, find out how the company's done for the last 12 months. What have you personally done to improve the company's performance? Talk to your peers. I like that bit because that's you engaging with the company. You're right. Most people go, oh, by the way, can I have 5 minutes? Here's your review. And by the way, they do your review. And at the end of it go, by the way, your pay rise is 2%. There's no discussion. And I think that's very old school. And I think that should be taken off the board now.
Do you think it's an absolute non-starter then here in the UAE?
I think in the purest sense of what the BBC did, absolutely. I don't think it'll work here. It'll cause more problems. I think what we need to do is, and I like the idea that in a utopian world, everyone gets paid the same, whether you're whatever nationality, but then there are incentives. If you do better, you get more money. If you don't do as well, you get a reduction, because then that's a proper, it'll never work, but I love the, I mean, example, in my recruitment business, one of my MDs gets paid a lot more than me. And why? Because he's got a bigger job. Now, if he does a great job, then it's justified. If he doesn't, then it's another discussion.
David McKenzie, Managing Director of recruitment company McKenzie Jones. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.